This is Father Ted, and you are listening to the Bunker Jiu-Jitsu Podcast. All right, Mark. Merry Christmas, dude.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm glad we can fit this in before the new year.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. It's cold outside, and we're sitting here having cigars in the middle of at the end of December.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like I haven't I did some episodes leading up to it, and then it was a pandemonium with a bunker last weekend, and now we're sitting here.
It was great.
It was good, right? Like, you know what? So you're the first, guy to come back on since I started this podcast?
Yes, yes. I don't know. I think
you're the first one.
But this is my second one.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Well, you're the only one.
Yeah.
But we're sitting here where we haven't had a cigar in like 2 months.
Yeah, maybe even longer.
Yeah, it was October, right?
Yeah, maybe. I remember.
Beginning of October?
Yeah, I remember it was still getting.
It got real cold here, yeah. And now we're sitting here kind of enjoying it's December, what is it today, the 20th? No, today's the 22nd, dude. 21st?
No, 21st.
Okay, so 21st. We're 4 days off of Christmas, and we're enjoying a cigar, kind of like looking at the end of 2025. And a lot of good things happened. We had the bunker. You had your you were able to promote your very first NKS black belt.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
It was really good too, you know.
And tell me about that.
Yeah, it was great. You know, and I think the most rewarding part of that is, you know, it's a guy that kind of reflects what Arthur and I are trying to build, you know. Like he's been doing jiu-jitsu for as long as I have.
Freddie,
maybe even longer. But you know, through life and different challenges and career, he was off and on for a little bit.
Well, how old is Freddie now?
He's 53.
Yeah, he's older.
Yeah.
Great guy.
So he's probably like 20 years, more than 20 years into jiu-jitsu. And, you know, and he hasn't been able to basically be consistent.
Well, didn't he start before you started jiu-jitsu?
I think so. Or maybe even the same time. Somewhere there could be. Yeah. I mean, but
20 years, a long time, man.
You know, but he couldn't get consistent until we at NKS started to have a program going, and then he became consistent. And it's really good because, you know, he's just he's really good.
Yeah, he is really good.
But he's not like, you know, it's nice to not have a competitor. I know it might sound weird, but it's nice to not have a competitor as the first black belt or a prodigy. You know,
just your average Joe,
just a guy who comes in,
guy.
Yeah, master's guy. He's got a life. He's got work. He's got to miss jiu-jitsu sometimes because of work.
Like all of us.
Because
yeah.
You know, like he's 53. His body hurts.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a good example because it's like, listen, it's doable, right? It may take you 20 years. It may take you 10 years. But it's doable, right? You know, like when I was a kid doing karate, you know, it was like even being a black belt was unattainable.
In karate?
Yeah, yeah. Because I started a long time ago, right?
Yeah.
So there was like, there wasn't many around.
In karate?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
why is this like, so why is the perception, I guess maybe it's just fake, stupid people, like the perception is that like in karate, like there's all these like young kids who are black belts and stuff.
Well, I mean, there is now, right?
Okay.
Are
there different types of karate? So I'm ignorant of these things, right? There are different schools of karate, no?
Oh, lots. There's different schools.
So are there different, depending on the school that you're part of, let's say, or the type
you do? You know.
Is it easier or harder to attain a black belt?
Yes.
Because we all know in Taekwondo.
Yes.
You
yes. Really so it's easier. It's easier and in some places, and it's harder in some places.
Okay.
You know, so... but going back to Freddie, it was like, you know, like it's a great example of maybe some guy, a guy who's just getting his career started, he graduated university. He's always wanted to do jiu-jitsu, but it's been off and on because, you know, university or whatever. And then maybe have to give it up because he has got to set up his career, have a kid or anything or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Freddie's a good example of like, well, just stick to it. There's no rush. You just keep showing up, show up when you can, right? Be consistent, like even if it's once a week for a little bit. But you just keep plugging along, plugging along, plugging along, and it'll get there.
Yeah.
You know, and you'll get it. It's possible. So that's what makes it really happy. And, you know, I'm happy for Arthur because Freddie was, you know, like.
Well, he was at the same time.
Was, yeah. And he was, he was there at the very first class Arthur taught.
That's cool.
So it's a, you know, and then Freddie was there the first day we decided to do NPS BJJ.
Right? Wow.
So for both of us, it's kind of like Freddie's been there.
Day one.
When I decided to do this as a proper program.
He came and signed up.
He was right there. Yeah. Like,
nice.
You know, like it wasn't even, we weren't even sure what we were doing. And as we were leaving, because it was during COVID,
yeah.
As we were leaving, I thought someone was going to attack me going into my car because I leave last, you know, like
we don't
want like 20 people leaving all at once. So I'm leaving last. Everything is dark. And he just goes, chia, chia. And I'm like, who is that? You know, I'm like, my hands are up. I'm like, this is it. I'm getting drunk. And he goes, whenever you start memberships, when everything is good to go, sign me up.
Yeah.
I'm in, right? I'm like, okay.
And cool. What belt was he then when he joined NKS? Was he a purple?
I think it was blue.
He was blue, eh? Really?
Yeah. He might have been purple. I can't remember. Probably purple. No, he's purple. He was purple.
Yeah, because
it's been 5 years.
It's been 5 years. Yeah.
Okay. But purple, several starts, but we made him restart.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Like beginning of purple. Let's say. Like end of blue.
I think he had two stripes, but it was like, you know what, Freddie, we're going to.
You haven't portrayed in a while.
We're going to take those, like, you know, we'll let you keep this two stripes.
We're going to take your stripes away.
Yeah, we didn't take it away. I don't think that's, you know, it's hard. You can't take away something they've already earned.
Sure.
Right? But you can tell them, like, listen. You're gonna like
train,
you
know, for a while.
It's gonna be probably another year and a half before you get your other stripe. But let's be just, you know. And again, he was just, yeah, whatever. I just keep showing up.
Yeah. No, he's good. And you know, it's not even like he's good for a 52-year-old. He's good.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. I've been rolling with him a lot.
He's a tough role. Yeah. He's a tough role. I love Freddie. He's a good guy. That's the whole.
There
thing.
Was a spot time in September. Where I was like, okay, I gotta start rolling with him more often.
Yes.
That's enough.
Don't say no to the Blantons, Mark.
I still remember where I was like, yeah, he's a black belt.
Yeah.
Yeah, he passed my guard and I couldn't re-guard. And I was like,
that's awesome.
I'm like, okay, I think it's, you know, like still 2 months away from grading, but if he maintains this, definitely he's good to go.
That's awesome. Yeah,
and
no,
Kim, my wife, got her blue belt.
I saw the blue. That was amazing. Yeah.
5 years.
Right. You know what? Hard work, man. I remember last grade.
Like, no, she's also with her. You know, it took that long because
she's teaching. She's doing.
She was teaching, and she's always getting injured. You know, and it was just like, but she kept showing up again, showing up, and sometimes I'm like, "What are you doing?" You know, because I experience the pain. I see her in pain.
Yes.
You know. And I see her in rehab, and it affects our life too, right? Like,
yes,
because like right now she got hurt doing jiu-jitsu, but the funny thing is she can keep doing jiu-jitsu, but she can't punch and she can't block
for the karate.
So she can't do karate, which is like what we do, right? Which is what we teach. So,
but
she loves it. She loves doing both.
Well, I remember the last grading too, right? It's like you're like,
and she's you know, she's
not ready yet, and she just kept going.
Yeah,
good for her.
Yeah,
that was awesome. That's like it takes humility and it takes you know, love for it, right?
Yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah, so that was a big grading. I missed it too. I was working, man. It's Christmas season. I was really upset about that, but I'm so happy for them both. Like that was cool, man.
Yeah, no, we had some good. It was a small promotion, but it was really good.
That's okay.
It was really good. Yeah,
that's okay. It seems this winter, like even at our place at JT6, it's quieter. Like maybe because the winter is generally quieter. I don't know why it works out like that. Than the summer gradings, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but this year seemed quieter.
Action grading was insane.
Well, action reaction is massive. It's a big thing, anyways, right? I just found generally across the board, a lot of the other clubs, like it's just quieter this week.
Well, you know, and I was going to say this too, when you asked me about Bunker.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's the time of the year. It's tough, right? You know, like, you know, I had to miss a few gradings our holiday gradings, because there's only so many weekends in a month,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And so you're fitting in like office party, friends party,
yeah.
family parties. You know, you're fitting in so much, and something's got to give, right?
Well,
so,
I appreciate you being there for the first time.
Well, you know, I had to be there. I mean, I was telling Arthur, because he kept saying, you don't have to go.
I'm going
to
beat
Arthur. No, it's not that. Because he knew I had a dinner that night, too.
Well,
right?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but here's the story.
Did you
go
to it afterwards?
I did.
That's why you had to run off at the end.
Oh, and he wasn't saying not to go because of that, but he couldn't make, he had a dinner during the provincials.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
I coached our guys.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And, you know, for him, he was like, well, you know.
If you got to go, I'll take care of it
because you went, you did the provincials.
Yeah. I get it.
You know, like, I'll do this one. I'll coach our guys for this one. And I was just like, well, it's not that, right? And he was just like, well, what is it? I said, this date was picked in August because we looked at my calendar
for
and
you, yeah.
Ted was like, okay, what Sundays are you available at? I'm like, okay, we picked this one specifically so I can make it.
Yeah,
so I'm like, I can't not show up now.
Well, I appreciate
it. Yeah.
Yeah, I try to accommodate as many people as possible, right? Because I get it; it's a busy time.
Yeah,
but it's also a great time to do it.
Yes, like, yes.
Right, but I pushed it. I pushed it as far as close to Christmas as possible.
Yeah,
because I didn't want to interfere. Right.
Here's the thing again, like, you know, pros and cons. Right. Do you think if it's not during this time of the year, you might get more or less drop?
It's still the best time. Yeah. Why? Because when you get into any time that's not now, I've looked at the calendar.
Yeah.
The reason why I do it, two reasons. One, it was originally the holiday
yes.
tradition.
But go on.
But if it would have worked better, I would move it. But then we have so many comps happening in the spring.
Yeah.
Not just the spring. It starts in January.
Yeah.
And you're going all the way through the summer.
No, but I meant, like, what if you did the last weekend of November?
Oh, yeah, we could do a little earlier. But again, you have a lot of comps, too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of comps, right?
On the flip side of that, I like it because it's more a celebration rather than a comp.
Right? Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Right? Like, we're just celebrating the community.
It's not crazy.
We're just celebrating people getting together.
Yeah.
So there's that aspect, too, right?
Like, and it's also,
you know, and I liked walking into your church and you had the Christmas decoration up. It made it feel like a little bit more...
Yeah, it's like homey. I don't know what the word is.
It made it feel more like it's like, you know, sometimes you go to a competition, everybody's got their chest puffed out, right? And it's like it's part of the thing. But it's a little bit more like relaxed.
That's what I want.
That's probably the word. Yeah.
That's what I wanted. Yeah, like more like a family, like a party.
Yeah.
But with some jujitsu.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But it was I was really happy with it. Like, I'm not trying to toot the horn, like, whatever. It's just, but I am. I'm proud of it. Like,
yeah.
That's what we're having cigars tonight. I brought you the Blantons. Like, yeah. It's like,
thank you. It's my favorite. It's hard. I don't have any more because
I got another bottle.
I don't know why we still.
Didn't I give you a bottle already?
Yeah, but I finished it. But I don't know why we still don't have these things on the shelves, man.
That's a different story.
I know, but you know.
But yeah, no, it was. We had double the amount of people from last year. Mm-hmm. Which was awesome. We were like a capacity. We had like over 200 people in there.
Yeah.
It was really good. We had like record amounts of, like, I was really proud of everybody, like, for the donations.
Yeah.
Like, Project X Guard, there was a lot of stuff, but for Yellow Brick House, it was the whole hallway.
Pictures up.
It was just awesome. It was awesome. And they just had so many dojos. Eh? Like, I think it was like 11 different dojos.
Represented.
Last year was five.
Yeah.
So it was a lot more. It was also nerve wracking this year because I lost a lot of competitors.
A lot of people got sick or injuries. Yeah,
I had two people message me on Sunday morning when I'm going to church.
Yeah,
I got hurt. I got a concussion yesterday skiing.
Yeah.
Right. I'm like, what? Right. So then, like, I'm panicking and I'm texting Arthur. I'm texting other people. I'm like, anybody got an extra blue belt that they could, put in there?
Yeah.
It happens, right?
I mean, you know what you should do is have two.
We have a standby, yeah.
Yeah, two. Well, so if you get two people in a standby, right?
Yeah.
And if they don't end up fighting, they can have the super fight.
So yeah, we they can don't do that feel too.
Like, you know, something like that, right? Or
I usually have a standby. Like,
yeah.
I usually have a list of people. Like the other years, I've had standby. This year, for some reason, I only had like one.
But you also like, doubled the number, right? This year, 16.
Well,
the
guys were the same.
Oh, okay.
The guys were always 16.
Yeah.
The girls doubled.
Okay, yeah.
So the girls went. Last year was the first time we did girls. We only had four.
Yeah.
This year we had eight, and I had to replace three of them.
Yeah.
It worked out.
Yeah.
In the end, we had up to the last minute, people stepped up.
Yeah.
It was awesome, and they stepped in, and they're like, you know what, we'll cover, and it was really beautiful, and I think the matches were good.
Oh, you know, across the board, I thought the girls' matches, like every girls' match, every women's match,
was pretty good,
really good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, there was a few men's matches, and it's normal where they're, you know, because they got to play. It's not safe, but you know, you just play it a little bit safe, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
But I like the women were like really pushing.
Yeah.
Like, always on the attack, and it was great to watch.
Yeah, yeah, and they surprise you sometimes, right?
It's
and you see some people because it's a blue belt competition, right? So, and I like that because it's like it's at that level where there's people who there were people in there who were just got their blue belts.
Yeah,
and then there are people who are at the end of blue belt.
But that's every tournament too, right?
But they were it was competitive.
Yeah,
it was competitive, and I was like the girls too. Like there, you know, there was one girl she literally just got it, like. Right now,
yeah,
and it was very competitive her match, right? So,
and it was all competitive. Every match was competitive in the women's.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I was really happy with it.
Yeah.
The super fights were fun.
First time we did those. Yeah,
they were hilarious. The Panos walk-in was awesome.
Oh, you got to make it entertaining, right?
It was good. Aron's and Victor's was good too.
Yeah,
that was a nice submission. But like you know, I think it's good. I want to keep it. We're gonna see now, like for next year, what's gonna happen.
I'm gonna be biased.
Yeah,
but, I mean,
no, tell me.
Evan's first two matches was what, a combined minute and a half.
Yeah, because he's awesome. Yeah, for everybody listening, Evan Jutras, and he's like NKS, and he's awesome.
Yeah, you know, it would have been, it would have been
Giovanna, like she won. That's the second
and the two
year
boys
in a row.
From who made
the short boys, yeah, those guys
they
are
were
amazing.
Really good. Yeah, and I mean, right away, I'm just like, yeah, these guys are all, you know,
but one day they won't be blue belts anymore. Like,
like
Devin is at four stripe now. He's gonna be purple next year. Unfortunately, like he won't be competing in the bunker. Giovanna's 17 years old.
Yeah, which is crazy. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But she only does like she wants to be a competitor. Like for. Professionally, right?
Yeah.
That's all she does. Like literally, she won the bunker second year in a row. The next day, she's on a flight to Brazil.
Yeah,
and she's training down there.
Yeah,
and she's just well, going, you know, she's.
So how do you do that? So here's what I was, you know, another two things when you ask me like pros and cons, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you level up the playing field? Because you have, you know, a 40-year-old guy who's like totally recreational.
Mm-hmm.
And going up against what's an obviously like a you know competitor,
yeah,
right.
Well,
and
but you know, can't, we're limited to what we can.
Yeah,
do
no,
bunker,
I know,
right?
I know. But you know, like, do you think that will
change?
Scare off some of the other non-competitors?
Well, listen, the bunker, like people. It's funny. Like every year, I always get emails and messages. Because people who are unfamiliar with it still,
mm-hmm.
and they're asking me, oh, where can I sign up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to explain to them, I'm like, it's an invitational. And they're like, well, what does that mean, right? I'm like, it means basically that because it's such a small like competition, I'm relying on the professors to hand pick their blue belts.
Yeah.
And I'm also relying on the professors to, you know, be smart about and to say, okay, there's a charity event.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the
sometimes
people,
it's not.
It's the people who filled in that were.
Well, yeah, but
yeah,
the,
right. But they
that also
in.
Happens. That also happens. So, yeah, like.
But you know what might be good is if you have the top half of the bracket, and instead of because I know you said you tried to do everybody the first round.
We try to match them up
by
closest
weight,
to
the size.
What's the fairest is the size.
Yeah, but what if you go all competitors top half?
But again, though, then they're going to have to meet each other.
Yeah, but they'll meet deeper, right? And then you get those.
But it would still be even more, though, unfair because.
Yeah, but I think you get that hobbyist, that one chance, that Rocky moment.
Yeah, but don't you think, though, it's still also the same? Like, so the counter to that. So I thought about this a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying
I'm just throwing stuff up.
Yeah. I want the feedback because we try to tweak it every year, right? But I thought about this, like, okay, if I rejig the brackets, it's like, but then again, it's like, okay, let's say I put all the competitors on one side and they kill each other and they weed out to the one.
Yeah, yeah.
And then all the hobbyists on the other. In the end, you're still going to have an extreme competitor against a hobbyist.
Yeah, but
there'll still be a disparity.
That it's that Rocky moment, right? Like all the hobbyists have killed each other.
Yeah.
Because they're all, like, sorry, all the competitors have killed each other because they're.
But the best one's going to be really, really good.
Yeah, but if they're all really seasoned competitors, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe that guy has been, it's like he, all the other competitors taking him, you know what I mean? Like
maybe tired them out.
And then you've got like the cream of the hobbyists.
Yeah.
Right?
You know? Well, you know what? It's possible. But then again, it's like, then you also have to balance out the sizes.
Yeah.
So we're limited with 16 guys and we're even more limited with 8 girls.
Yeah.
Right? It's harder to find females. You know this, right? Like disproportionately. I don't think we're ever going to find more than 8 females. No.
Even 8 is probably.
Yeah. And I was happy because, as I said, I replaced 3.
Mm-hmm.
So I had 8, add another 3. That's 11. You know, and the guys, we swapped out 5 in the last like 5 days. So, you know, listen, I was happy with it. There's going to be some curveballs. There's going to be some last minute guys where you can't change it up and they're going to be some disparities.
Yeah.
But it evens out, like, because like, even like, for example, like Giovanna, she was the winner from last year, right? She's definitely an advanced, you know, player, like in her skill set. And then she fought Christina Babulas from JT6, who, is not as skilled as she is.
First round, but
she's got weight advantage.
Yeah.
She was bigger.
Yeah.
Right. And so that kind of like, I left it like that because I'm thinking, okay, she has a little bit of an advantage in the weight and like as far as strength.
Yeah.
And Giovanna has a little bit of an advantage with the technique, right?
Yeah, and experience.
So there's got to be a little bit, well.
I mean, like you said,
she competes more, right?
Because she's like, that's what she wants to do.
Yeah, for and it was still a good, I think it was still a pretty good match because Christina stepped in for me to fill in. And Christina does mostly no-gi now.
Yeah.
And she doesn't compete.
Yeah.
She hasn't from JT6, the first round.
Yeah, first round. Yeah.
So she's like, I haven't competed in forever. I only do no-gi now. Yeah. I can't remember last time I did in the gi. So she was a champ. She stepped in and she fought the champion from last year and she held her own. Like it was, you know, it was a good match. Like, so you do the best you can. In the end, it was fun.
Yeah. And that's all that matters. Right. And you raised, donations. For
charity. Yeah. It was good.
You know,
it was good. Yeah. Like Tula, who runs Hope, like she went yesterday and she had to like load up like 3 cars.
Yeah.
To like take everything over. And they were really, really, really appreciative. So, and people like got a lot of the good stuff.
Yeah.
Like a lot of stuff. Like, so yeah, no, it was good. The thing that we're looking at now, cause of course a lot of people, like they have a lot of good ideas. So one of the ideas is that, we might incorporate as a charity, you know, so the bunker,
what about, sorry,
we might incorporate as a charity.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So, not as a nonprofit.
Yeah.
But as a charity, so we can get like an HST number.
Yeah.
Panos's wife is a paralegal. Like she runs a law firm office. Yeah. Right? So she can
set that up.
Yeah, she can set that up. And
what are the advantages of doing that?
The advantages is that when you have, so it's for donations really. So
yeah.
Right now,
if I make a donation, if I can just go like, hey, listen,
tax receipt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, listen, and, I can go like if I said, hey, listen, why don't I, instead of bringing a non-perishable, can I just...
No, it's not just that. It's just the people who are helping. Like, you've helped.
Oh, yeah, okay,
like,
yeah.
Like, you guys helped, especially last year, and like with bigger donations.
Yeah.
And like, you know, when you don't have a tax status,
you can't give a tax
receipt.
Yeah.
Like, okay, some you can try to claim it, but you really can't.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But when you can do that, bigger companies
will be happy
to help. Willing to help, right? In bigger ways. And so that means that if we can bring in, let's say, more money, it's not to make money, like for me, because I don't, this is
then,
all.
Then you can have a prize, right? Like
you can do a lot of things.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got a lot of, friends who are like, oh, we want to donate, but like my company is not going to donate if they can't get.
Oh yeah. And then, right? Yeah, no, for sure. Cause then you can do things like,
there's a lot of
you can do a cash prize.
That's exactly.
You can do a paid comp. You can pay for someone's one comp, you know, something like that, right? Mm.
So this is what I'm
thinking
sure about.
That girl, that Giovanna would have loved that because that's what she wants to do, right?
Yeah. So that, this is my idea. I was thinking about like for the next couple of years because, you know, I don't want to grow too fast because, you know, you grow too fast and you destroy something, right? But keep it exactly the same as far as the format.
Yeah.
But A, I like my location, but we might have to move.
Yeah.
Because this time we were at capacity.
Yeah.
But
if you move, you can get a bigger.
Well, I need donations, but then I can get donations to go to a bigger venue, right? So that's one thing. The one thing is looking at the venue because I don't want to go to like an arena.
Yeah.
I don't want to go.
Well, that's a lot of work. Then you.
Well, I also don't want it to make it like everything else.
Yeah.
Well, we have insurance. We have to pay insurance.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
We had Black Belt Academy pay for the insurance.
Yeah.
They donated that, right? And Gracie, right? So everybody pitched in, which was really nice of them. I always get insurance for the event, but I mean, like, if we could go like maybe like a banquet hall, like a more nicer one.
Yeah, yeah.
My vision would be like, we can go to a place where it's still nice and warm with tables and stuff, where they can provide food and drink.
Yeah, would have been. That was kind
like
of
the bar, right?
That was kind. That would be really good because then once the matches are over,
you chill.
Everybody can still hang out together. All these different teams can get to know each other because it's a competition, but it's really not. It's just you're trying to just get the community together, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, if you can do something like that, I think that would be really good.
Well, I want it to be like a Who's Number One in Canada.
Yeah.
Because if you look at like, let's say Who's Number One, right? Although it's like a no gi super in the States, right? You watch our flow, right? In the States, they have these events. They're pop-up events. They pick a venue, and then you watch. They have, like, the stage.
Yeah, yeah.
They have nice production quality, like, you know, lights. And I'm not saying it's going to be so big, but, I mean, it's nice to have. They have a DJ, which we're going to have next year.
Yeah.
Professor Jason's going to provide a DJ. He says he's got a DJ for us, right? Figliano, you know, from Gracie.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, I got a DJ for you. Let's do a nice DJ. Play some nice, you know, music.
I got a DJ for you.
Of course. Yeah,
I'm sure everybody has a DJ.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but I mean, like, have a nice – but like. You know, you see this ones in the States. They have the stage and then they have tables and people, they're going there, they're having their dinner, they're having some drinks and they're watching the fights.
Yeah.
Right. And that's more comfortable, right?
Yeah. But I wouldn't do tables. I would just
but something where people can sit.
It would just be like a burger, like a handful. You know what I
mean?
Like,
but I mean, yeah.
So then you still have that.
I don't want an arena though. Yeah. I don't want like we have to go like all the other competitions. I want it to be comfortable, right? So even if it's at a banquet hall, but like a bigger one, and you have like whatever the way you set up the seating, like it's just something comfortable. It's kind of cool, you know.
Yeah.
It's like a night out. Eh? You know, you can go sit with your friends, have a drink, watch the fights, right? Something like that, and you still have the charity element, right? But you can do other things, like you said. Like I would love it to give maybe something a bigger prize to the winners.
Yeah,
it would drive excellence as far as like. Who wants to compete?
That's right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But also, it would help out some of our jiu-jitsu people who don't make any money.
Yeah.
And don't. I mean, no, it would be awesome. Yeah. Or even to do like another idea that I thought was like to do like a 50-50.
Yeah.
You can do that with a charitable status, right? So you do a 50. It's still free to come in, just like there's every other year.
Yeah.
You bring a donation, right?
A 50-50 would be really good.
You do a 50-50, right? Yeah. And then, you know, the 50-50, the person, whoever wins the 50-50, and the other half goes to the winners.
Yeah.
Yep. That'd be awesome.
That would be really good.
Because you could do like, if you have, we had 200 people there.
Yeah.
If everybody bought like a $10 or $20 50-50 ticket.
Yeah.
Right?
But you can do 50-50 if it's charitable?
100% you can. Yeah. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Because then you're allowed to do like raffles and charity and things like that, right? That's how the churches do it.
Yeah.
Right? So if you do it, that's what I'm saying. So if we can't do it right now.
Yeah, because you're not a...
You could do it, but it's not legal, right? So you have to do it legally, right?
Yeah.
But if we could do it like that, that would be awesome. Or you can do the 50-50. If you get it bigger and bigger, you can do a cash something for the winners. You could give more to charity.
Yeah.
Like you could, you know what I mean? You could do things.
Yeah.
More things, right? So that's what we're going to be starting planning from now for next year.
Yeah. Oh, and then you can do things like, and you can do like another element. You know, this is like looking on like 3-4 years.
When yeah.
And then the, you know, the 50-50. But then you can even add an element where maybe each competitor is fighting for a charity. And then they get 50% goes to the competitor who wins and 50% goes to the charity that competitor chose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So just to keep it like, so it's, it, it's always that charity component of giving 100%, back. 100%, yeah, yeah.
Because
back.
As I said, like, I don't want to do this to, like, yeah. I'm not making money for myself. Yeah. It's costing me money to do this, right? Mm-hmm. Which is fine. I do it because I love it, right? But I want to do this so that we can do, like, just enhance the experience yeah. for people and then also enhance the giving, yeah. right? So it's not just people giving with things, but yeah. also monetarily, right? So, and yeah, and I already got a number of friends who are like, this event was really, really good this year.
Yeah.
We want to help out, like, with court, like, in a, from a corporate point of view.
Yeah.
People who work, like, for Manulife, yeah, people yeah. who work for, like, different,
like, bigger corporate.
Yeah, yeah, right? And they can even, like, donate mm-hmm. their charitable, like a lot of these guys, their paychecks.
They have budgets for charities.
A lot of these right? guys, their paychecks, they automatically give to United Way. Yeah. They can reroute it. Just like they can reroute to their churches,
yeah,
if you have a tax number, yeah. you can reroute to the bunker.
Yeah.
So all this kind of stuff, I think it was good. But again, I want to be very careful because it's something special, I think, and yeah. it's got momentum.
Yeah, if it gets
now.
Too big, it becomes yeah. less special, right?
So I want to keep it that sweet spot.
Yeah.
Like, it's not too big, but it's getting bigger. Like, but I don't want to make it like.
Yeah. No,
I don't want to ruin it. I want to destroy it. So, yeah, it's exciting. We'll see what happens next year. I'm going to, again, it'll probably be around the same time. But if we have to move venues, that's going to be the trick.
Yeah. If you have to move venues, yeah, you have to look now.
So, well, the first thing I need to do is I need to incorporate it.
Yeah.
I need to incorporate it first. If I get that, then I can.
Well, that's easy enough. You can incorporate
anything. I'm going to do that now yeah. right away. And then we can kind of start looking at things like that. I don't know. Like, I think, yeah, if there was like, do you think if there was like a cash prize for the winners, well, there'd be definitely a lot more people want to sign up for it.
Yeah, but
because there's no competitions, you get money.
Yeah,
you can't.
I think it just puts that a little bit of element into it, you know.
Could it still be a blue belt?
Yeah.
Although you and could then, also offer you, something to the super fights too.
Yeah, and then you get, you know, then you get really like the high level guys, right?
Prioritizing it too.
Prioritizing. Like the gyms prioritizing who they send, and the competitors prioritizing it. So if there's a crash prize, what's the likelihood of that guy who got hurt skiing not skiing?
Well, yeah,
because he has a comp the next day that they, has,
yeah, exactly.
You know, that has something that.
Well, my wife was saying, my wife's like, you should tell people to pay money to sign up so they don't pull out. I'm like, Joanna. I go, it's like, the point is that I want this comp to be free.
Yeah.
I don't, it distinguishes it from yeah. other competitions. Yeah. Every other competition, which is totally fine, we yeah. pay an arm and a leg.
Yeah, but she's looking at yeah. it from how it stressed you out. She's protecting yeah. you. Right?
But I'm like, but if there's other incentives, yeah. then people will prioritize on their calendar and say, this is something I want to do this year.
Yeah.
And it more than other things, right?
I'm just looking at the weather actually now, because mm-hmm. then maybe I'll go to the Big Apple and get her Apple tea.
Oh, don't worry. She's got plenty still. Don't worry. Are you wearing an awake hat?
I am.
I just noticed that now.
You know what's funny? I noticed
it's
that.
So funny.
I noticed that you had they're one of your sponsors. Maybe
yeah,
from
yeah,
last
yeah.
year.
Yeah, yeah. No,
maybe still now. Yeah.
He's my president.
But he's what?
He's the president of my church.
Oh yeah.
Dan Zotzis is the co-founder of Awake Chocolate, and he's the president of my church council.
I am wearing.
Yeah, he's like 45.
Yeah.
And he actually went to middle school with my wife.
Oh yeah,
he was a Scarborough boy.
Yeah. Oh, know where I got this hat? Mm. So
you got it at the bunker?
No, I didn't.
What are you talking about?
I didn't get it at bunker.
I was giving them away at the bunker.
No, I didn't get one. I didn't get one.
Oh, dude, what?
I went to go watch the Bills a couple of weeks ago, right? And instead of doing a tailgate like a regular tailgate, because I've never been,
I saw the pictures.
I did a paid tailgate just to experience it. And they had a booth. And they were giving this away.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, so I took one.
I thought you got this from the bunker last weekend.
No.
I had those.
Did you? Yeah.
I had
it's
a few.
Great like, hat, man. I love it.
I had a few giveaways, right? Like some yeah, hats and yeah, some trucker yeah. hats. And then just some people were taking them. I thought you took them from there. Oh, that's a small world.
I'd take another one.
Okay. Dan, if you're listening to this episode, shout out. You know, Mark Manalo from MPS.
All the way to Buffalo.
You got it from Buffalo.
Oh, I had to get a free hat.
That's funny.
I couldn't get one in the bunker.
Well, they were there. I don't know. You should grab one. Yeah. They went fast, you know.
Yeah. Oh, they're great.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, we're another thing. Like, we're
it's my everyday hat now.
It's warm. Yeah. I was another thing that we were like. I was talking with Nick Reyes.
Yeah.
Is that I was like, potential of doing a Bunker Ikuro belt collab.
Yeah.
So like a jiu-jitsu belt.
Yeah.
but like a bunker, like with a logo.
Yeah, with a logo.
And like for proceeds to go to charity.
And people would buy it, and that would be their belt.
Well, or they, one of their belts, right? Yeah. Just for jokes, right? And I put like a, what's it called? Like a, I put a poll on Instagram, and everyone's like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, 100%. Like, why not, right? That'd be, it looks cool, the logo, right?
Yeah.
And put it whatever, and it's like you buy a belt, and it's like whatever it is, like whatever the extra is, the proceeds, yeah. you give it away to charity, right? So like just stuff like that, like kind of raise awareness.
You know what, you know, the one thing about it is then you're building your brand too, right?
You know? Yeah, and it's good for everybody, right? So that's something that we're thinking about doing there too, which I think would be pretty cool, I think. I always wanted to have my own bunker belt, like just for my own brand.
Your brown belt will be a bunker belt.
Yeah, well, let's wait a few years. we'll see. But like, I don't know, it's exciting and...
it's great.
We'll see what happens in the future, but I'm going to start definitely organizing it from now, and then so what date do you need? You know, like everyone's like, listen.
Sunday. Actually, you know what? Sunday.
Sunday's
I booked it. I booked my dinner after, and I booked it late so that I could be at.
Is Saturday a better day?
No. Sunday's a better
day. Sunday's a better day, right? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it's like. Some people still had gratings and it kind of sucked, but it is what it is. I don't know. I think I also was thinking
there was another added celebration this year because, as you know, I got like promoted with karate as well.
Yeah.
So that dinner got scheduled then because with my other friends, we wanted to celebrate. So if it wasn't for that, which I'm
Kiyoshi.
Not gonna happen.
Kiyoshi.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah,
thank you. But did if you get my it was like, yes,
I had to look that shit up.
Well, I was.
I did my research for that, man.
Research. Yeah. So that doesn't happen, you know. Like that next year, I won't have to schedule another dinner on top of all the.
That
other
was cool,
dinners,
man. I saw your kata.
Yeah.
Good
thank
you, man.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'm sure everybody's at least people who listen to this podcast probably saw your kata.
Yeah.
That was awesome. But
I was supposed to have right after my performing that kata, I was supposed to change, like, so I would have my white, so I was wearing a white gi, right? Karate gi. And so I would perform and then I would take the white gi out and then I would put my white NKSBJJ gi top on. Oh. And I was supposed to have an exhibition match with Arthur.
Oh, there.
Yeah. Because Hanshi Borkowski, my karate sensei, what he wanted to do was he wanted to show the skill. So
the diversity of the skill.
The diversity of the skill. Yeah. So like I can do karate and there
and also for the brand too. Yeah, because was Northern Karate like was it, it's part of their thing that
yeah, had, yeah, yeah, so yeah. So you know it was yeah. So it was
showing their sub
yeah, but
programs, right?
Again, it was like, you know, it was like Arthur had Belinda had a Belinda had her own thing.
She
with
got her
work.
Professor's bars.
Yeah, but not on that day. But had a very, very important work event that God bless Arthur was going to skip to do my thing. And I was like, no, you got to go. This is very important.
Correct.
You know, no, he wasn't going to skip it, but he was going to just go halfway, do my thing, and stuff.
No, he did the right thing. You know, did the right thing as a friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So. But that would have been cool.
100%.
But you know, we can do it again next some other time.
Sure. Nice. Well, it should be. Any other feedback you got for me for the bunker? Anything else you'd like to see change or things that went wrong? I don't mind.
Well, I think you should have
a medic.
I don't think so.
Oh, I'll have a medic on next year.
But I think, you know, maybe a list of like, because it's a charity, you know, maybe a list of certain things.
Yes.
Moves that you can't
like
do.
No jumping close guard.
No jumping close guard. And it's okay, you know, like
it's hard. I was talking with Raul about this.
Yeah.
Raul Chavez, right? Yeah. And I was like, listen, you know, like afterwards we kind of did a little bit of a debrief, right? Because you know he was reffing, right? And I'm like, listen, Raul, like, you know, like and he's like, listen, you know, there's some things that we're doing IBJJF rules, right?
Yeah.
It is your event, you can do whatever you want, he says, right? But it's like, okay, we have to be very clear though, because it's technically legal.
Yeah.
But then again, yes, there are some things that are dangerous. You don't want to have like something kind of like put a bad taste. Like he goes, listen, it's jujitsu. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And you know what? The nobody was at fault, right?
Yeah. Well, nothing you bad know? Happened. Yeah. Thank God. It was just. It
no,
was
but
just,
even the person, like yeah. you know, it's the person who jumped. Guard, yeah. He didn't do anything wrong.
No.
Right.
No. Again, it was legal.
You know exactly, but you know, like it. You know, it's just the circumstances, right? Like.
But the
happened
question
to do
is
it
this.
On a guy that was like
yes.
in that morning of he was just going to be there to watch, right?
100%, yeah.
You know, so he hadn't prepared at all.
But the question is this though, yeah. to play devil's advocate, right? Because yeah. me, like I've always prided myself. We've done this now 3 years as a charity, yeah. 4 years old total, right? We've never had an injury in the bunker.
Yeah.
Right.
And you want to keep it that way.
I want to keep it that way, right? It doesn't mean it's never going to happen because again, it's a contact yeah. sport, right? Yeah. Everyone knows they
contact
signed
contact sport. I don't think.
Well. Okay. You know, it's like, you know, they're signing a waiver, right? Like they understand, everybody understands that there are risks, right? Yeah. Nobody wants to, we're not going to kill each other.
Yeah.
It's not the world's. But let's say, okay, so the devil's advocate thing is this, is that with everything we were saying before, let's say it becomes a little more high profile.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say now you have a cash prize
yeah.
in the future,
yeah.
right? Well, then, when you get to that point
mm-hmm.
and you have people who are like, okay, this is kind of a main thing for this my is, year.
Yeah.
What are you going to cut out? Like that's not illegal.
Well, no,
right?
no, but then you can introduce it back in, right?
Or you leave whatever's legal in and you just yeah. have to, you have
mean,
to caution
you,
people.
Yeah.
Like, again, I caution professors. Like when I send out early on and I was contacting, especially new ones,
yeah.
like new dojos that never,
yeah.
I said to the professors, I said, listen, like, you know, it's a charity event. Like I give them the rundown.
Yeah.
You know, please keep that in mind when yeah. you're choosing your competitors.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want people who are dangerous. We don't want people
yeah.
who are going to hurt people,
but,
right?
You know, I think here's the thing, right? So, you know, our competitors, well, it's not really a big part of our, you know, like, but our competitors know how to jump guard. But
yeah.
they also know when we're training, they also know who aren't competitors.
Yes.
So they won't do that to those guys.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, in fairness to the person who jumped guard, he has to treat everybody as a competitor, right? Because they're in a competition.
Yeah, he has no way of knowing
yeah,
the other person
exactly.
is not a competitor or just stepped in.
Yeah,
right?
So if
know.
You, like, for the time being, until it gets to that point, maybe you do ban that. And then it becomes more high profile.
Yeah.
Okay, this year, we're going to do that. You can do that again, right?
Yeah.
Because less and less hobbyists are taking part. Right.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like then, hey, these are all high level competitors,
but
screw it, man. Heel hooks. Yeah. I mean,
well, no, I'm not gonna
do this
that,
is the extreme,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But just because it's not, you can't do it now. Doesn't mean you can't do
yeah.
it 2-3 years from now.
But part
just
of it
because
is,
you take it away next year, doesn't mean you can't reintroduce it. Right.
Yeah.
So you want to get, you do what you want to get to the point where you don't have to take it away. Right.
Yeah.
But you.
But I always want hobbyists to be involved. It's part of the charm.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is, like, you don't. Maybe next year, take it away. Right.
Yeah.
And then you slowly, like, hey, listen, you know, like 2-3 years from now, you start telling the professors, saying, listen, we're gonna reintroduce jumping guard.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure they've trained for it. Make sure the people who are competing are comfortable with it.
Yeah, because it is a blue belt.
Because, yeah,
as well,
and right? it is a legitimate move, right?
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, you don't want, you know, it could have gone sideways, right? A guy who tried to save your event gets hurt, the guy that got hurt.
100%, yeah.
Right? And you don't want that.
It didn't happen, but it could have happened.
It could have happened, and you don't want that,
of course,
right?
Yeah. Well, it's something, yeah. It's like, so these are the things I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
Like,
and it's easy to just say, you know what, just like, you know, we dodged that bullet in 2025.
Yeah.
We just
don't want this.
Yeah. Let's take it out of 2026 and not what's the word? Like let's not
tempt
the fate. Right. Let's just take it out 20 and reintroduce it again 2026.
Because we
want
to keep it positive.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's not a bad idea. I think. I am leaning towards that. Yeah,
like you can change the rules every year. You can change what's legal and what's not legal every year.
Because that's why I told Raul. I said, I think next year we'll just like you know, he gave the rundown at the beginning. We're just gonna add that. I don't want to keep adding things.
Yeah,
but I mean, at least that.
Well,
I think
and
it's
also, you know
to,
what?
You know,
though, do you guys have a fighters meeting beforehand?
No.
You should didn't. Maybe that would have probably. You know what? Like that would have probably. You know. made that a non-issue.
Yeah.
Maybe just a fighters meeting would help.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, hey, listen, guys, IBJJF rules. This is, you know, yeah.
Like everybody, listen, like everybody does get communicated with, of course, mm-hmm. beforehand. I send out an email to everybody when they sign up. It gives them a rundown of what's going on. Right.
Again,
but it'd be better to.
No. Yeah. But see, here's where all fell apart. Right. That guy did not know he was competing until 7 hours beforehand, like till the morning.
Correct. Yeah.
Right?
But even those guys, like I think maybe only one person didn't get an email, like didn't get an update.
Yeah.
But I try my best to that's why I don't like these last minute things, because they make me nervous.
I think what will fix all of that is just have two guys backup.
Yeah. Because everybody who competed had to sign, like even the last minute people. I send them out the online form. They have to fill it out, or they're not competing, right? But again, it's like, did you read it?
I think just having backup competitors will fix all of that.
Yeah,
right.
100%. And also, like, I want to, like, if I know even earlier now, like when the next one's going to be.
Yeah.
I want to like make it a habit of like maybe going out to the dojos personally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like some of the dojos came, but I've never visited them.
It's like,
right.
The time you came, we almost ruined your super fight. Because the time you came to visit NKS, the two guys fighting doing one of your super fights were both prepping.
Well, one of them did ruin it later.
Yeah, but it was just funny because they were both at NKS at the same time training.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And then the other guy did it. Mind you, again, nobody's fault.
I mean, it was just funny. I looked at Arthur while we were all rolling. I'm like, Ted's over there, the promoter. I'm like, the one guy that's doing the super fight and his opponents in one other corner. This is like
warm up, guys. Let's go. Yeah. Preview.
And I'm just like, I looked at Arthur. I'm like, hey, because you know how we do after every class, we'll sometimes do a super fight, super fight, where everybody just sits and watches two guys roll. And I looked at Arthur. I'm like, hey, you want to ruin Ted's super fight?
Don't.
Let's just have Tom and Aran do one right now.
Well, in the end, it did ruin.
No.
But
what? Tom got legitimately hurt.
Yeah, it was a different day. Like, but, you know, it
happens. Not at NKS. Nope. Yeah.
It happens. But it doesn't matter where it is. Like, the point is that it's these things are going to happen, right? Like, I almost lost, like, so other people, like, they get hurt, right? It's just.
One of my guys got sick.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I had another dojo. They lost both guys and they only had a female.
Yeah.
Because it's just.
Yeah. It's just the way it is,
right?
Yeah.
So I just.
Time of the year, everyone's sick. You know, kids
I feel
are
more
sick.
Bad. Like, it's not just for me, like, because I have to run around, but it's also I want representation from those dojos.
Yes. Yeah. Because you're.
Being
on that side, I know you invited us to help us promote our own dojo as well, right?
And it also brings everybody together. Like, it gets people to know each other.
Yeah.
And especially fledgling, like, okay, your program is still, like, okay, it's been around for a while, but it's still growing, right? And a lot of other ones, like Leslieville.
Yeah.
Brand new. Leslieville just closed their 1 year.
Yeah.
You know, you want to kind of give, you know.
You know what? That's another good thing, you know? Like, maybe you leave one slot, one gym slot.
For new gyms,
right? Yeah. And then you're legitimately helping new gyms. Right?
Yeah, to get their name out, to... just to showcase the skills and all these kind of things, right? And that's as important for me, like, just to kind of bring more people in, right? So, but again, there's a limit, right? Because if you're only gonna have 16 guys, like right now, it's like it was originally 8 dojos, so it was 2 guys, 16,
and I do appreciate girl, you right? call them dojos.
Well, they are dojos or clubs, whatever.
Academies.
Okay. Well, you know, whatever.
I mean, no, I know
they
you
are dojos, right? Yeah. And it was like that at 8 in the beginning, but it ballooned to 11 because some pulled out, and then other people were like, well, we got people.
Yeah.
Like grappling arts jumped in.
Yeah.
I didn't have them even on my radar.
Yeah.
It was nice. Like, awesome. I got to meet new people and.
Well, that's where,
You know, who else jumped in like last minute? We didn't expect. Well, Giovanna moved over to Gracie Baja in North York. She used to be Gracie Bolton, Gracie Humaita, right?
So she was Humaita last year.
So she switched teams, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. Okay, great. So we can represent Gracie Raw as well. Why not? Like, it's I don't care. Like, I don't got no qualms with anybody. I want everybody there. So, no, it was good. And so we'll see what happens next year. And it might be at the same place. It might be a new place.
We'll see.
Yeah, and I think that would be good. Like, if you visit every gym and like you train one day at one of those gyms, just to.
Yeah, I'm trying to do that with my schedule. I'm trying to I know most of the professors.
Yeah.
I know them, and most of the places I've been to, but like there's a few that I haven't. So, we'll see how it goes next year. Action was the first time.
Yeah.
Action only had a girl. They weren't able to send any males. They had a couple of guys, but they had to pull out.
Yeah.
They also had their grading the day before.
Yes.
So they were like, some of them were
tired. That was a long. It's just so, the day before we had our grading.
Yeah.
And then, and you know, of course, Arthur and I, we have to roll with our guys.
And you're of course.
Zip over to Action to do their grading.
And I,
because Belinda got her professor stripes.
Yep.
Next day we were at Bunker.
It's an exhausting, it was an exhausting weekend. So that's why
it's just that time of the year.
Well, you know, Professor Fernando, I reached out to him early.
Yeah.
And again, he knows me, but he doesn't know me.
Yeah.
He doesn't know me from a hole in the wall. And I reached out and I said, hey, you don't know me. You've only met me like a couple of times, but I run this thing. And by the way, do you think you
would support? And he was happy to help right away.
And he was like, 100%.
Yeah.
Great initiative, right? And then he was gone in Thailand for like a month.
Yeah.
You know, with a bunch of coaching. Well, the
Canadian national team.
Yeah. He's running the whole team, right? So I get it. Like, I don't take offense to that. He wasn't here to kind of organize. And then he came back, and then right away, it's the grading.
Yeah.
So I understand. But if I can, if that's why I'm trying to push, especially this year, I try to push for people to sign up early.
We had this comp. I mean, this might be hard because, you know, people might be out of shape from all the eating. But we had this discussion before we turned this on, because I just came from church and we were just talking about, you know.
Me too, Mark.
I know. And then we were talking about how I didn't want to have a bourbon because I've been doing all these dinners. And you said, and you had a sermon about how the celebration is supposed to be after Christmas, in between Christmas and January 6th. Yes, sure. Scotia, just a little bit.
Well, it's almost done, Mark. Come on, man.
That's okay. That's enough. I've got more. I got a drink again tomorrow.
You're not driving.
I've got a dinner tomorrow. I've got a dinner Tuesday.
We're at your house.
Wednesday is Christmas Eve. I've got Tuesday, Thursday. Freaking, it's too much.
I thought I was like a few months ago. I had like AI do like those, remember those pictures.
Yeah.
If I had a Bunker dojo, like an actual club, and like super modern and stuff. Arthur's like, if you ever open that, we'll all be there, dude. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, if I win the lottery, which will not happen, but it's $80 million now.
Maybe we should all play,
right? Like, you know, but like,
I guess the problem why I'll never win a lottery. I spend the money
because you would waste all the money.
Yeah, I've spent the money before I even buy the ticket.
Oh yeah. Well, no one won.
Yeah,
and it's at $80 million. It's
in like my mind, I know I already know where I'm going to spend that $80 million.
Yeah, well,
and you know, a state of the art martial arts.
Is the dream. And not have to worry about making money because you know you have.
I mean, this has nothing to do with the podcast, but it would be
You know,
the first floor would be like, say, it'd be like three floors.
You know? You thought this out already?
Yeah.
Too?
Oh yeah. It would be like, say, jiu-jitsu would be one floor. You know what?
Health, you told me about this before.
You know what? Health and wellness.
Yeah.
Health and wellness, one floor.
Yeah.
Jiu-jitsu, one floor. Karate, one floor. Dance, one floor for my daughter.
Yeah. You told me about this before. That'd be cool. Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I don't know who's listening to this episode
after,
right now.
After we're done, I'm going to go to the Esso and buy a ticket.
You know, it's like this episode, people are going to be like, wow, they're really just doing nothing.
And then the prize money for the Bunker would be, you know, pretty significant for the next 5 years.
Yeah, that'd be nice. It'd be nice, like, to, yeah, you know, that's another thing. You might get like some company who's like, hey, we want to put up the prize.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, it's sponsored by this.
Yeah.
This is the prize every year.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, okay, I'll take your money.
No problem.
No, sure. Hey, Manulife. Yeah. Go, you know, brought to you by this. I don't care.
And, you know, with jiu-jitsu being getting more and more popular, these executives and these people making these decisions are doing jiu-jitsu. So they want to help the growth, right?
And it grows our sport, right? Like, it grows our martial art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's cool.
Is it on? There you go. That's the best blowtorch ever, right?
Yeah, I'm going to get one. Amazon?
Yeah, man, it's not expensive.
Yeah, where else?
Amazon's for everything. The devil is going to run the world. Well, I don't know. I think, yeah. So,
but it was really good. Mm-hmm. The bunker was really good. You know, and I think
we might do an open mat for the bunker.
Bunker, yeah.
We might do one like a JT6 in the summer.
Yeah.
Nick was saying, like, we'll just do an open mat just dedicated to that. Just again.
Wait, what do you mean? At JT6 or at your location?
Not JT6. Like, yeah. Somewhere
what's
else.
What's the open mat for?
Just raise awareness.
Okay.
Just for like, because it wouldn't be doing anything. We wouldn't be raising any money.
Yeah.
Right? But it would just be like, again, because it's quiet all summer.
How about this?
Yeah.
Right? Just to help the competitors and help, you know, maybe you could charge for that open mat, but it goes to the winner. And then it becomes.
Oh, you mean like to do it and then that goes to the pot?
Yes.
For the winter.
So say JT6, or I would help you do it.
Yeah.
It's $20. To participate in this open mat, right?
Yeah.
But it's going to go 50-50. Just what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea.
50% will go to the competitor because it's not a charity. So you can't, maybe it's not a charity.
But if they incorporate it, that's what I'm thinking.
But maybe for now, right? Then you go, or you add it on, right?
Yeah.
50% goes to the winner, 50% goes to the charity.
To whatever charity we're supporting that year, yeah.
And so now I don't, like, hey, listen, I'll...
You think a lot of people would go though, because like, because open mats, like,
you know what? I think the 11 dojos would send people to go because, you know, I would send people to go and I would tell them
it's in the best interest of your competitor in the winter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. So anybody listening to this episode right now, if you've actually gotten through an hour of us rambling, now at the end,
the golden nuggets always, you got to wade through.
You have to wait.
Can I swear in here?
You can do whatever.
You have to wade through shit to get through the golden nugget, right?
It's true, right? But you know, that's not a bad idea. Yeah, because Nick brought that up. He's like, you know, you should do an open match to kind of keep that momentum. Like just like this podcast. Like, I do the podcast. Why? To keep the bunker community engaged during the year.
Yeah.
When we're not, because it's 1 year. It's a
whole
year.
This is even longer than my previous.
Yeah, man. Yeah. We're just talking.
Here's another.
It's an hour now. We're in an hour.
Here's another idea for a podcast. I mean, you know, like Nick and I know each other and we get along really well.
You're both Filipino.
But that love jujitsu. You know, but maybe like how about a podcast with several different dojo owners?
Just that's what I want to do with this. Yeah,
shooting the like, you know, like
that's what I want to do. But you get me the dojo owners who have time. That's the so.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
I'm trying to schedule different people in the Toronto area to like. It doesn't have to be the Toronto area.
Yeah,
but like I mean, our community, right?
Yeah, just hanging out. Like there's a bunch of jiu-jitsu
and I want
dojo owners hanging out.
I'd love to do that. I'd love to do like a sit around.
Yeah,
just have like a microphone in the middle. You know, like they could pick up everybody.
We can do it here in the summer.
I got no problem with that. And just like shoot the shit and like talk about this and talk about like just the state of like jiu-jitsu, generally speaking. I'd love to do that.
Yeah, like ups and downs of running a dojo academy.
100%. Well, that's what this podcast is for. It's like a platform just to hear people's stories and to talk about this stuff, right? Like I want to, now that this bunker is done, I want to get more like of the competitors on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
what was their experience? Things like that. Like,
yeah, you should. Yeah, that's a good.
What would they like to see?
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing a kind of a debrief with you today, but like, I like to get Devin who won.
Yeah,
the, you know,
you should.
Thing.
That should be your next guy.
I'm gonna get
to talk to.
Yeah. We're gonna get Professor Jason on there. I had already Professor David Gonzalez, who was that poor guy got pneumonia.
Yeah.
David Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Chris Humaita, right? The senior instructor. Hey. And that guy, the poor guy, he shows up to help put out the mats on the bunker day.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you don't look good.
You gotta go home. Yeah.
And he was like, keeling over with his son Rodrigo, and it's like they were helping me. They're carrying like tables. I'm like, dude, you don't looking too good. And he goes, yeah, I don't think I'm going to make it. So he went home.
Yeah,
poor guy. And then he found out he had pneumonia. But I'm like, that's dedication.
Yeah, and those are the guys. And you know, those are the guys that you want to be associated with because they're there for the to help and
100%. Yeah, they're there for the right reasons. Forward, and Professor Jason too, very very supportive guy.
Everybody there was support. I was talking to Nick afterward, like during.
Yeah. They all came.
You know,
out
he's there with his wife and his two little kids, and he, you know, I'm sure you would have understand if he wasn't there.
Is there one
he's
got day
two
off?
Kids, yeah. They're but he was there,
day.
Right?
Actually, I think they're also there on Sunday mornings.
Hey, I was
actually
late.
No, they go to church.
I was late an hour for my celebration.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. And you know, we actually ran it pretty fast because like. We had more matches.
Yeah.
This year.
No, I
but
found
we finished earlier.
There was no it was like once that I like.
Yeah.
Once one match was finished, it was on to the next.
Boom, boom, boom.
The next,
yeah, yeah.
On to the next.
Because
yeah.
I didn't want to drag it out.
Yeah.
And like last year, we started at 4.
There was no fillers. There's no like.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Because people just want to watch the fights.
Yeah.
Right. So last year we started at 4 and it was slower and we had only half the girls.
Yeah.
So this year it was more streamlined and we had more. I was worried. I'm like, okay, we're going to start at 5 now. It's going to finish like, and we were done all the fights by like 7:45.
Yeah, and you know what else was cool was there was quite a bit of finishes.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
Well, I did did you do the highlight reel on Instagram?
No, I didn't see it.
On Instagram?
Oh yes. Yeah. I saw it.
I did like a highlight reel and it's like all these different finishes.
Yeah.
And there's like triangles and arm bars. There's like a lot of good finishes, right? It wasn't just like, actually, I would say more than half the fights were finishes. They weren't no points.
Yeah.
They were really good. Like, and some good ones too. Like, I think Devin hit one on the guy from, I forget, Tyler from, was it from Leslieville or, yeah. And it was like, he pulled guard. It was within like 10 seconds or maybe like the first minute. And then like, it was an arm bar, but it was like, a side arm bar like from the guard like while the guy was standing like, just got him like at that perfect angle it was really good. It was right on the video there. It was so good. But they were good finishes. But so maybe we'll do that. Like that's a good idea. I'm gonna remember that. Like if we do an open mat and then if we do decide, so again, if I incorporate it, which I want to do right away, then I can definitely work towards having like a cash prize for the winners.
But even
and then we can do the open mat thing. Yeah. And
but even if you do that, when it becomes a charity, right? And even if you ask for,
I can do it even without it. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. No. But if it's a charity, and then you do this open mat thing where everybody who participates, you can just take their name, put your name down, your email, right? How much you paid, and then we'll send you
a tax receipt. Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
So
100%.
So then you can just keep doing that for every. Like, you know, I'll host one for you, you know,
and then we keep the momentum, right? Like, because there's a dip in the summer.
And then, and eventually, like, you know, if this is thinking like way down the line, right? But then eventually it becomes maybe free food, right?
Yeah.
You know, because you've done all these open mats where you raise all these money, right? And then, and then it gets too big and then you're like having to rent a freaking arena. But because all those people that will donate will want to come and watch.
Well,
but that's a good problem to have.
But that's what I want.
Yeah.
So again, it's like, I don't think it's going to be that hard to find a comfortable location.
Yeah.
That's again, banquet hall style.
Yeah.
I want something a little closer to the city.
Yeah.
Like if we do move.
Yeah, man. That was a 45 minute drive.
Welcome to my life. I live down the street from you, dude.
That's true. Yeah.
This is my life every day, sometimes twice a day.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It's like my whole thing is there, but I can't move, and I live here in North York, right? So.
Oh yeah, I forgot you live like 3 minutes away
right here,
from me.
Right? So it's like, it's horrible. Like it's not horrible, but I mean, like it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's a hard, and that's why I'm so grateful that all these people came out.
Yeah.
On a Sunday.
Yeah.
When they got their families and stuff. In the Christmas season, the holiday season, and they came all the way out there. And like, some of them are driving like 45 minutes. Some of them are coming in traffic in an hour. Poor Calvin, Calvin Rosario. The poor guy, he put his kids to sleep, and then he's like, "Oh, maybe I'll catch the end." And he showed up like at 8, and we were done.
Yeah,
but he came all the way out there, and I felt so bad for the guy. But thank you, Calvin. Shout out to Calvin.
Shout out.
Brown Belt, JT6, and he came out to support. So, but if we can do something a little closer, to the thing, I was thinking about a location. We're giving everything away now in this pod. I shouldn't be doing this, but
it'll be exciting.
Do you know the Toronto Pavilion right here?
Yeah,
right. It's a church, technically. So it's like a modern.
It's like a multi-religion.
It's like a non-denominational Protestant church, right? But they have it's like a theater.
Yeah.
That's where I did my dance company, my traditional dance. We did our show there this year.
So you already have a relationship with them.
And the way they have it set up there is like there's a stage.
Yeah.
There's three screens.
Yeah.
There's a sound booth.
And it's already
set up. And there's chairs.
Yeah.
Right. And then they have like a lobby area where they sell food and stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Perfect.
Yeah.
So you go in and it's chairs and you can rearrange.
Yeah.
And you can do the space is perfect for the mats.
I think your first step is to incorporate and get registered as a charity.
And that, and so that you can
So you can raise funds to rent that place.
And they got a good sound system.
Yeah.
They got lights. They got screens. You can project the thing, whatever. And, but it's still like it's a possible place. I'm just saying, nobody quote me. Like, it doesn't mean we're going to be there.
Well,
just saying.
Well, listen, it does mean he'll be there, but first, he's got to get registered as a charity, and then support open mats and things like that. Yeah. And then,
but I think that's also a good location.
You know, he'll have an exciting,
mind you, it'll be a different feel. Yeah. It'll be a different feel because it's not a banquet hall; it's like a theater kind of thing, right?
But you know what?
But
and then every year you just pick a different charity to donate to.
100%.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Like, so I work with Tula, who runs Hope, which is helping others profit Elias, and she coordinates. She does all these kind of like really cool things once a month. She finds like even now we did this thing for Yellow Brick House, and then like this past week,
our supplier at NKS that supplies like the geese and belts and equipment for all of NKS. They just did something for Yellow Brick House.
Oh really? Yeah. Because they're in the East End, Yellow Brick House. They're all the way here. Yeah. But she found it. She's like, we've never done anything with them. Mm. She usually does
My wife. She's taught seminars to raise funds for Yellow Brick.
Yeah. They're really good, right? Yeah. But Tula just like finds like different places, like okay, this youth
like
shelter.
the smaller that really need more.
So she found this other shelter, and the shelter sometimes they'll put out like pleas for help, right? They'll say we need toys for kids so she sent out an email like 4 days ago to at least my church, right? And I posted on the bunker thing, we need a toy drive, and in 3 days we got like. Like
10 of toys,
Like as much as this garage, right? So she's really good, and I'm glad that she's kind of on board helping because she can coordinate the philanthropic stuff and like coordinate with different places. She knows, she has the pulse of like not just Mississauga but all of Toronto, and she knows the hot spots of like where the need is.
Yeah,
and then you know you can help. You know it's gonna go directly to these places.
It's not the big charity, so they could use the help.
I'm not trying to bash the big charities on this podcast, but I am.
But the smaller charities, they get nothing sometimes, right?
I don't want to support. Yeah. I hate to say this, but I don't want to be just supporting United Way.
Well, it's not that you don't want to, but you know everyone else is supporting, right?
And the big ones, I hate to say it, they have a lot of overhead.
Yeah,
and a lot of the money that you're giving, it's not actually going directly
to
going to pay their staff.
Yeah,
and stuff. No, I want
to. So only a small percentage.
I want 100%.
Yeah,
and the volunteers, it's all volunteers who are giving it. There's nobody being paid.
Yeah,
so we're not taking a cut.
Yeah,
she's not taking a cut. There's none of that.
So
stuff,
so you guys hear it first. Here,
it's 100%.
If Bunker becomes a charity, it's 100%.
Yeah, I don't. I don't want. Yeah, I only want to partner with like direct local charities.
Yeah.
I don't want to do. Yeah, and we load it up and we take it. I'm not doing this stuff like you know where we're gonna be. It's easier to give to the bigger places.
Yeah,
because there's infrastructure.
Like, like you're done. Yeah. But, here you go. Here's a check, and we're done. Yeah.
But it's impersonal, right?
Yeah.
So.
And it's not going where it's supposed to be going.
Well, that's the thing, right? And that's why, like, even Project X Guard, it's like I'll always support Project X Guard because it's like grassroots.
Yeah.
And they do good work. And,
well, and it's help a lot of kids, and you're giving something specific. You're giving a gi, right? Like, what can you do? You can only do one thing with a gi.
And they also do. I don't like if you know this, but like. Raul was on like a few months ago, and he was like, something I didn't know about Project X Guard. They do two things. They do in Brazil too. So the geese that they get, they get a lot of stuff, right? So they use the stuff locally, and the stuff that they don't, that is too much, they have like an overflow, they ship it to Brazil for like poor villages that do jiu-jitsu as well. So he's like, his house was full of stuff, and then they're sending containers
to Brazil. Yeah, no, he reached out once and I gave him brand new geese to ship out to Brazil.
So they're doing that too, like internationally. I'm like, oh, I didn't even know you did that. Yeah. I was helping you just because I thought you were just doing the local stuff.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, okay, and
he also teaches kids.
That's the thing. Well, I told him, it's like, I go, if you ever need help, like just because he always needs, sometimes they need volunteers. Right? Yeah. They're doing an Ajax too.
Yeah.
Or is it Pickering? No, I think.
I don't know.
Anyways, so. Anyways, I don't know, Mark. What time is it?
I don't know, man, but if you made it this far, wow.
Because we're
not really talking about anything.
Well, we're talking about everything.
Yeah, we're talking about anything and everything, yeah.
But we're over an hour, and maybe we should wrap it up. I don't know what you think. Well, Mark, thank you, man.
Thank you.
and everybody for everybody who helped out.
Well, this just this just sort of happened, right? Like, we just wanted to get one more cigar night
sitting in the garage so we don't freeze to death
outside.
But thank you for your help. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you to Kim.
Always thinking about us.
No, man.
It helps us too, right? So
it's good. It's good. And we'll see what happens in the new year. But anyways,
thank you for having me.
No, thank you. Well, you're having me technically.
Well,
I'm at your place. But everybody who's listening, whoever's listening, Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to everybody. Happy holidays for those, whatever you're celebrating, whatever your background is. I'm going to post this early. Usually it comes out on Wednesdays, but I think I'm going to post it like tomorrow. So, you know, before the Christmas season like hits, like before Christmas Day. Probably won't have a new episode for a couple of weeks just because we're going to take a break.
Everyone's busy.
But hopefully we'll see some of you guys at the open mats, wherever you're going to be. You're going to go to NKS, go to JT6. Action has a bunch of open mats. Yeah. Like everybody has.
Everybody's going to have them.
So hopefully we'll see each other and have a safe and healthy new year. And we'll see everybody in 2026.
We'll see you.
I'm glad finished it out with you, my friend.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and take care, everybody. And God bless. Happy New Year to everyone as well. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Bunker Jiu-Jitsu podcast. Feel free to follow us on Instagram and YouTube. And if you want to reach out with any questions or if you're interested in being on the show, feel free to email us at bunkerjiu-jitsu@gmail.com. Thanks and take care.